Morning, Nick. You've been in touch on 92 to say that your son is 7 years old and has ADHD and a developmental disability. You say he attends a free flow class and the school questions why he can't stay in the classroom. He's complained it's too noisy. I'm taking free flow, you're talking about, you know, modern learning environments set up. He's complained it's too noisy, so he goes outside and misses out on some vital learning. You say the ministry is more focused on medicating him to settle rather than fix the disaster they've created for many of our children. You say when he moves to intermediate or high school, and these classes are the same and even more overwhelming, I fear for his progress in learning. You say it's absolutely outrageous. And you're right, Nick. It is absolutely outrageous because it seems, actually you'll remember, Nick, or maybe you weren't aware, but the Education Ministry admitted it was about 2 or 3 years ago that it hadn't done any or hadn't prepared to do any evaluation of the effectiveness of these bans. And this was pointed out to us by the New Zealand Initiative, which does some pretty good work, and Dr. Michael Johnston. In June 2023, it was, so a couple of years ago, he put out a report, or published a report, and I'll quote directly from it because it's good stuff. He says, for most of the 2010s, so, you know, around the times of the Canterbury earthquakes, for most of the 2010s, if schools wanted funding for new classrooms, the Ministry of Education insisted that they build modern learning environments. He said these are large open-plan classrooms, sometimes housing more than 100 children and their teachers. And he says, in 2022, the New Zealand Initiative published a report on the modern learning environments. And the main takeaway from the report was that the ministry pushed modern learning environments onto schools without a shred of evidence that they would improve education. Michael Johnston wrote, he said, officials insisted that these shiny new classrooms would serve student-led learning, another educational doctrine with little evidence in its favour. And Michael Johnston went on to say in his piece, having forced schools to accept modern learning environments, the ministry conducted no follow-up evaluation to see how they were being used. It undertook no study to find out whether students were really learning better than they had in traditional classrooms, perhaps because, and he makes a very good point here, the officials didn't want to know. So that's what Michael Johnston from the New Zealand Initiative wrote a couple of years ago in a statement in relation to the Shirley Boys High School situation. The Ministry of Education's head of property, Sam Fowler, is saying today that the ministry is aware some schools have converted open plan classrooms to single cell classrooms and that there are schools where such work is currently underway or planned for the future. Nothing in there about who pays for it. And for me, that's the nub of it. As we know, these modern learning environments were forced on schools. They had no option. They had to go with it. They've realised they're not working. They've done studies and done surveys, and the kids and the teachers are telling them it's not working. Yet they have to come up with the money to fix it. And that's so wrong. What do you think?